who's queer mean they were eccentric and odd, or would you think of it just in a, well, a homosexual mm-hmm. type?
I think that's what more people refer to it nowadays. I mean, I think if you mention it, well, they would probably get the wrong impression.
Okay, fine. All right. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty...
stubborn.
Okay. Or in arguing with someone like that, you might say, don't be so...
stubborn.
Okay, could you think of another word you might say to him? About bullheaded or pigheaded or any of those you'd ever use?
Well, you could say bullheaded, but I've always said, I know with Charlie, he was so stubborn, and that was always
that
the word
was
that
it.
I used.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say is mighty... can't ever joke with them. They're just mighty what? Or if somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you'd say, what about them?
Yeah, terrible. I can't even think what I'd call them.
Touchy? Not easy to get along with, perhaps? Just whatever you might say about them.
Yeah, I mean, what would you call people like that?
A lot of people say they have short patience or they're testy. I don't know what you would use.
Well, I don't either.
You just have to get to the situation.
I think you'd have to, there wouldn't be just the one word for it. I don't think you'd have to.
Say several. Okay. Yeah. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
upset.
Okay. If he's bad of temper all the time, he's...
he's worse.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Or angry, mad, any of those type of things. Somebody's about to lose his temper, and you tell him, just
calm it down.
Okay, fine. If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
All right, if you are very, very tired, you say you are all...
worn out.
Okay, fine. I am completely...
exhausted.
Okay, fine. That's good. Okay. He came home early from school because he...
was sick.
Okay, fine. Okay. You hear someone is in the hospital and say, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
took sick or got sick?
Okay, fine. He is sick now, but he'll be well again by
tomorrow.
Okay, fine. If he has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday he
caught a cold.
He sounds kind of
horse. Yeah, I know. I had that for nearly a month.
Oh, gosh. I've got a little...
cough.
Okay. I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
I'm sleepy.
Okay. At 6 o'clock, I'll...
wake up.
Or 5:30. He's still sleeping. Better go...
wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
Okay, and the patient might answer, I blank some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I'll blank some more later.
I'll take some more later.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone...
deaf.
Okay. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated or perspired.
Okay.
I think you perspire, and then you really get to sweating when
you work harder and it gets worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that comes on the back of the neck or on the body, it's very